Many Alaskans woke up Monday morning to the news that Anglo-American had withdrawn from the Pebble Limited partnership. District 36 State Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham has long been an opponent of the Pebble project, and he made that opposition a cornerstone of his campaigns for office. He says it's huge news that Anglo-American is pulling its support from the project.
I'm not, however, that surprised in the sense that the opposition to the whole project, the amount of hurdles that have been cropping up just at every step along the way have only been increasing. And if you look at what all that Anglo has been doing globally, their capital budget expenditures have been suffering for other projects. And so to me, this certainly comes as big news, but in the scheme of things, I'm not that greatly surprised by it.
Anglo-American confirms that notice has been given under the Pebble Limited Partnership Agreement of the intent to withdraw from the project. The partnership was created in 2007 between Anglo-American and Northern Dynasty Minerals. Anglo-American's new CEO is Mark Cutrafani. In Monday's press release, he's quoted as saying that despite Anglo-American's belief that Pebble is a deposit of rare magnitude and quality, the company has taken the decision to withdraw following a thorough assessment of Anglo-American's extensive pipeline of project options. One of the organizations that's taken a public position in opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine is the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents the over 1,800 driftnet commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay. Bob Waldrop is the executive director, and he says the campaigns in opposition to the Pebble Mine will continue.
We will not back off of our ongoing work as a campaign to oppose the development there. This does not eliminate development of Pebble Mine. This just means that we're back to Northern Dynasty, which is where we were before Anglo came in several years ago. Northern Dynasty will shop it around, and will, in all likelihood, find another partner. So we are not going to rest on this news, and we will pursue our ongoing strategies as well as that long-term one of a permanent solution.
Monday's announcement means that Northern Dynasty Minerals, which has never operated a mine, takes over sole ownership of the Pebble Limited Partnership and the mining claims that contain the Pebble deposit. The CEO of the Pebble Limited Partnership is John Shively.
I still believe we have a very good project. I believe we have a project that can meet the environmental concerns that people have about how the mine will be operated and closed. And so, exactly how that's going to go forward, we don't know at this point and probably won't know for a bit.
Several times this year, the Pebble Limited Partnership has announced its goal to publicly release a mine plan before the end of the year, with the goal of entering into the NEPA permitting process late this year or early in 2014. Shively says it's too soon to tell what impact Anglo-American's announcement will have on that timeline. Shively wouldn't confirm if Northern Dynasty Minerals is seeking a new partner for the Pebble Mine project, but he says it's not unusual for projects the size of the proposed Pebble Mine to include multiple partners.
You know, if you look at projects like this around the world, they're almost all done with, two or more partners. So I think it's likely that at some point, there would be another partner.
Anglo-American's announcement that it's withdrawing from the Pebble Limited Partnership has prompted formal statements from many entities opposed to the Pebble Mine, including the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. President and CEO Jason Matrokin issued a statement noting that BBNC is glad that Anglo-American has recognized that the proposed mine is too risky, and the corporation urges Northern Dynasty Minerals to do the same. Robin Samuelson from Dillingham sits on the BBNC Board of Directors. He also sits on the board of directors of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. He's been one of the most vocal opponents of the proposed Pebble Mine, and he labeled Monday as a good day for the residents of Bristol Bay.
It's a major, major victory for the people of Bristol Bay, and more importantly, it's a major, major victory for the resources.
Northern Dynasty Minerals plans to continue pursuing the Pebble Mine project, according to Vice President for Public Affairs, Sean McGee.
Nothing has changed in terms of the mineral resource and the asset that exists in Southwest Alaska. Pebble remains, as I've said, one of the most important undeveloped mineral resources in the world, with the potential to facilitate a very significant capital investment and economic growth for many decades. It needs to be developed right. And by that we mean it has to be developed in a way that's acceptable and beneficial to the local people and in a way that protects the fish and water of the region. But there's tremendous potential, and the corporate changes being announced today really don't shake our confidence in the potential of the deposit whatsoever.
In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.